Howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. I told my wife to embrace her mistakes.
Yes.
She hugged me.
she did.
She gave me a great big hug.
Did she kiss you on the ear?
Yeah. Between the ears?
Between
the ears. That's right. Yeah. Clear Out West radio show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Welcome to our outfit.
All right. These are good. These are comments made in the year 1957.
57.
We may not make it through all of them. We might have to do a two-part here because this is good.
Let's get them all in.
All right. I tell you one thing. If things keep going the way they are, it's going to be impossible to buy a week's groceries for $20. Yeah.
Or $100.
Right. Well.
Or $500.
I must be getting stronger.
Yeah.
I can carry $100 worth of groceries in one hand.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm afraid to send my kids to the movies anymore.
Yeah.
Ever since they let Clark Gable get by with saying damn and Gone with the Wind, it seems that every new movie either has a hell or a damn in it.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
Yeah. And where are we now? Anyway, F-bomb every other word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you seen the new cars coming out next year? It won't be long before $5,000 will only buy a used one.
And then not a very good one at that.
Not a dang good one, yeah, that's for sure. If cigarettes keep going up in price, I'm going to quit. Quarter a pack is ridiculous.
Oh, man, can you believe that? Man, inflation.
Did you hear the post office is thinking about charging a dime to mail a letter?
A whole dime? Holy moly. It's been so long since I mailed a letter. What's a stamp worth now?
It's almost 60 cents or more than 60 cents. I don't know. I don't mail them either. All right. Let's see. If they raise the minimum wage to $1... nobody will be able to hire outside help at the store.
You can't afford to get any help.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I first started driving, who would have thought gas would someday cost 29 cents a gallon? Yeah.
You know, I remember that price.
The 29?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
You know, I can't say that I do. I don't know if I was driving when it was 29.
Well, but, we were buying a lawnmower gas at 30 cents.
Okay, there you go. That's right.
Yeah.
I remember now. Yeah. Kids today are impossible. Those ducktail haircuts are impossible to stay groomed. The next thing you know, boys will be wearing their hair as long as girls.
Yes, they are, too. Yes, they are.
If they think I'll pay 50 cents for a haircut, forget that.
Forget it. I'll grow my hair out like
I'll get
girl.
The Flobie out.
Yeah, Flobie. Yeah.
I read the other day where some scientist thinks it's possible to put a man on the moon by the end of the century.
No.
They even have some fellows they call astronauts preparing down in Texas.
They're getting ready.
Yeah. How about that?
I can't believe it.
Did you see where some baseball player just signed a contract for $75,000 a year just to play ball?
Just to play a kid's game.
Man.
I'd take that.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if someday they'll be making more than the president.
Oh, oh dear.
Yeah,
oh, dear.
I know.
Ouch.
I never thought I'd see the day all our kitchen appliances would be electric.
Mm-hmm.
They are even making electric typewriters now.
Yes, they are. Obsolete.
It's too bad things are so tough nowadays. I see where a few married women are having to work and to make ends meet.
Yeah, that's a bit tough,
I know it, Back in 1957.
Hey,
got a great show coming at us this week.
Oh, goody.
Bryn Hill has all the music.
Yeah.
He's got a new album. I'm going to do all the poetry.
Yeah.
So, of course, we're going to start off with Bryn Hill, shall we?
Why not?
Already a legend. Cassidy song,
oh,
isn't
man.
It? That song is about Briggs Madsen, rodeo cowboy, had a horse rear up on him, crippled him. They said he'd never walk.
Yep.
Now he's riding bulls for Team Freedom. Freedom Oklahoma.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's
in the PBR.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
Well, Bren's new CD and my new CD, here we go.
All right.
This is the title cut from mine, Pole Corral Dancing. Holy moly and sweet mother of pearl, my guts are queasy, I'm going to hurl. There are some things that one cannot unsee. Surfing the boob tube one night in a flash, 300 channels of nothing but trash. The sight stunned and perhaps even scarred me. On one channel, the remote stopped working. Youngsters were doing something called twerking. It's like welding without eye protection. You know it's bad, but you can't look away. The bumping and humping were really risque, displaying a strange type of affection. And they went at it right there on TV, in front of all of the angels to see. I'm shocked the FCC didn't ban it. Now, they didn't learn that from the Lawrence Welk show, or from American Bandstand, although I had seen it on Animal Planet. Then it struck me, I had seen this before, across the front yard outside the barn door with a couple of cow dogs romancing. Then I recalled Jim, juking and jiving as a cow chased him, ducking and diving. I had visions of pole corral dancing. Everyone has been caught doing a jig while tagging a calf or catching a pig or running into a dropped trailer hitch. When a fire ant shinnied up one pant leg, stumbling at night across a tent peg or being cursed with some nondiscreet itch. One gal boogied while fleeing a mutton, shaking her booty, dodging a button, entertaining all of the onlookers, whopping the bugger with her feed bucket, pirouetting while trying to duck it, yet succumbing to the ovine's hookers. There's the first-time saddled round pen ballet, and the green-broke colt plastic bag sachet. Both keep a cowpoke waltzing for hours. One does the mad mama cow jitterbug while holding a pill gun and a coffee mug while doctoring her baby for scours. When shaking dung off your muck boots, one grooves, tiptoeing through the cow pies, busting some moves. Watch you do the cha-cha around the poo. There is the slip on the ice fandango when both you and your spouse do a tango, hoping that they won't fall on top of you. Performing the bull snake cotillion when stepping on something reptilian, you got a lumbata not to get bit. There's the walking through a spider web whirl, followed by the you scream like a little girl, and an impromptu arachnoleptic fit. Each of us has tripped the light fantastic, not on purpose, looking somewhat spastic, which always elicits a sideways glance. Your goal is to avoid tabloid headings, but you groove like a goober at weddings, and your spouse knows not to ask you to dance.
Well, if you didn't notice, I referenced Big Brother Jim in there.
Yeah.
It's his fault. He come up with the title. Pole Corral Dancing. That's right.
Well, now, I'm waiting for my...
Your stipend? Forget it.
My stipend.
We need to go out to a commercial, and when we come back, Bren's going to sing to us again.
Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a 1-year, 4-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.